On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. And hi, how are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the big radio show. Happy Tuesday to you on this 10th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, as we left you yesterday, as the show came to an end, we were all scratching our heads yesterday going, what happened? What happened? Why did the FBI... go after Michael Cohen, and we have more answers today. But it brings up all kinds of other questions. And the answers are that there were four search warrants issued yesterday by a federal judge. And the federal judge, the way the FBI works is they work in teams, apparently, when you get into sensitive documents where you have a team that comes in and takes a look at all the things that they're supposed to get and make sure that it's directly related to the search warrant. And then there's another team that takes all the stuff and reads it and looks through it and everything else. So there were two teams assigned to all to the four locations. So there were a lot of FBI agents yesterday involved in all of this. And what it's coming down to is, according to the New York Times, that this is all in relation to, Wall Street Journal also has some new information on it. It's all coming down to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, the former Playboy bunny, and that's what the New York Times: raid on Trump's lawyer sought records of payment to women. So this has nothing to do with Russia, which is supposedly why Bob Mueller said, "All right, we have stumbled across this information, but it's not in our purview, so we will give it to the boss." Well, apparently it went to Rod Rosenstein, and he signed off on it, and it went to the New York U.S. attorney for the Southern District. And everybody's pointing out that he not only is a Trump appointee, a Republican and all of that, but he's also, which is a little unusual because there's a lot of U.S. attorneys around the country, but the Southern District of New York is considered to be the flagship of all the U.S. attorney's offices, and that this particular U.S. attorney was interviewed in person by Donald Trump. And Trump says, great, you're hired. You're the U.S. attorney for the Southern District. So it goes off to that gentleman, that office, and then they take a look at it and say, we need to get a warrant for this because this looks like there's some criminal activity here. And off it goes to a federal judge. And the federal judge says, yep, you've convinced me. Looks like there's some criminal activity somewhere in all of this that you may find. So here are your search warrants. So the search warrant was carried out by the Public Corruption Unit of the Manhattan Federal Attorney's Office. And according to, again, the New York Times, they are saying that they were seeking information about Karen McDougal, the ex-Playboy model, who was paid $150,000 by American Media, which is the parent company of the National Enquirer. Chief executive there, David Pecker, is a longtime friend of Donald Trump. They were also searching for information related to Stormy Daniels and the fact that Mr. Cohen had acknowledged he paid $130,000 as part of the non-disclosure agreement to secure her silence before the 2016 presidential election. So Rosenstein, again, according to the Times, personally signed off on the FBI's decision to raid the office of Michael Cohen. So searching lawyers' files is something that most lawyers say that's pretty rare, and it's very sensitive, and it gets into this whole business about the protected language and speech between a lawyer and his or her client. So with all of this, if that is what it is, it's about the money paid to two women, and what was the situation with the money? Where did the money come from? Was it designed to interfere with the election? All that sort of thing. I get all of that. I get where somebody would look at that, but I'm thinking this isn't about some huge, giant national crime. This is about two women who have alleged that they've had affairs with Donald Trump. And it looks like they both got hush money. Call it what you want. But I'm thinking, when you get this kind of raid going on a lawyer's office, don't you think there should be some murder or mayhem or something involved? Doesn't it seem like I don't know, am I downplaying this, that it's not as serious of a crime as, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like it rises to this level. But it did. And so now the question becomes, what do you do now? Because this, I heard Judge Napolitano last night talking about it, and he said this is seismic. And I don't know if it is, but Michael Cohen, obviously, is probably seismic to him, because he seems to be in trouble. But this is shaking up the White House, and this is shaking up the president big time. So that leads to a lot of Democrats and a lot of the left-leaning media have been going down this road, I don't know, for the last month or so. I mean, it's been going around for a while, longer than that. But, I mean, it seems like more intensity about, oh, Donald Trump's going to fire Mueller. I tell you, he's going to fire Mueller. He's going to fire. Oh, if he fires Mueller, oh, my gosh, Mueller. He's going to fire Mueller. I tell you, he's going to fire him. And it has ramped up over the last few weeks to the point where Sarah Huckabee Sanders has had to come out and say, no, 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 no. I think the president even has come out and said, no, I'm not going to do that. But now the Democrats are getting ready. They're having meetings about how to respond when Donald Trump fires Bob Mueller. And you've got a couple of Democrats that are lining up to make it illegal for Donald Trump to fire the special counsel. And I'm going, really? Yeah, it's so you got a couple of, but you also then have a Republican. Tom Tillis, Republican from North Carolina, said this morning he wants the Judiciary Committee to vote on a bill limiting President Trump's ability to fire Bob Mueller. He downplayed the idea that it was a reaction to what happened to Michael Cohen. He says, I think it's a good bill that has enduring value beyond the presidency. I do not think it's a bill that's worthy of a markup in judiciary and sending it to the floor. I do think it is a bill worthy of a markup and sending it to the floor. So he was. He added he would be asking for the committee vote even if Hillary Clinton were in the White House, and that we were having the same discussion with a different sort of flair to it. I don't think so. So the president is really mad, and yesterday this was his comment. I don't have time to play the whole thing, but he was furious yesterday. Molly Ball from Time Magazine said people, even people close to the president, don't know what he is going to do.
I don't think we know. I think that, you know, it's not a new attack, but it is a renewed attack, right? He continues to say these things. And the feeling that I think Jeff Sessions and people around him have is that they have no idea what the president is going to do. I asked Jeff Sessions, are you going to be fired? And said, well, there's one man who can answer that question. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for Jeff Sessions, the policies he's implementing and the work that he's doing at the Department of Justice are so important to him that he is just going to continue to do his job for as long as he has it. And he did tell me that he believes he did the right thing in recusing himself. He believed that he was following the rules and he had no choice. He doesn't seem particularly sympathetic to the investigation. He doesn't necessarily believe that it's fair to Trump, but he believes that he had to do that recusal. And so, you know, if he does get fired, I do think you would see all hell break loose politically, a potential constitutional crisis. These Republicans who, as Ron said, have tried to pretend that this is not their problem, are going to be called to account to say where they stand on this.
All right. So members of Congress are they don't know what to do. They're wringing their hands. They're walking in circles. What's important is what will the people of this country do? And will the people of this country support Donald Trump or turn on him? If he fires Jeff Sessions, if he fires Rod Rosenstein, if he fires Robert Mueller, those are the three suspects. Now, everybody starts talking about the Saturday Night Massacre with Richard Nixon. Yeah, there's some similarities. But the president has the authority. I don't think anybody's arguing the fact that he has the authority to fire Jeff Sessions. Of course he does. Or Rod Rosenstein. Or Robert Mueller. So the question I have is, do you think he will? Or more importantly, should he? Should he fire Sessions? Should he fire Rosenstein? Should he fire Mueller? Phone number here is 855. What do you think? Should he? 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
All right, so the question everybody's running around with their hair on fire about is he going to fire Bob Mueller? Chuck Grassley says, quite simply, it would be a terrible idea if he did that.
I think it would be suicide for the president to fire him. I think the less the president says about this whole thing, the better off he will be. And I think that Mueller is a person of stature and respected, and I respect him. Just let the thing go forward.
Let's let the thing go forward. All right. What's your take on that? What is going on with, I mean, this was shaking the president and his lawyer pretty deeply. And the president's not only mad, but obviously frustrated. This is about the two women. This is not about some Russian deal. This is not about some attack on our election system. This is about two women who claim they had an affair. Does this warrant the FBI going into four different locations and grabbing his lawyer's documents because Michael Cohen came up with a story that wasn't very believable about, yeah, I just mortgaged my house to pay Stormy Daniels? No, Donald Trump did not ask me to do that. It just doesn't pass muster, but phone number here is 855-295-6600. Jeff in St. John's, Michigan. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Jeff. I don't know where Jeff is. Where are we going? We're not going to go to Jeff. Let's go to Art in Waynesville, Missouri. Art, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
How you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing great. What do you make of this mess?
Well, I don't think Trump's going to fire Mueller, but I would sure love to see him tweet out, maybe it's time to consider some pardons for people that are wrongly being accused.
Oh.
And watch the Democrats go nuts.
Well, they're already going nuts. They're already.
But I mean, think about how much fun that would be if he just starts talking pardons.
Well, certainly within his purview, and the pardon authority of any president is enormous. They can pardon anybody for anything as long as it's a federal crime.
It doesn't even have to be a federal crime. Richard Nixon got pardoned and he had never been accused of an actual crime. No charges were brought against Nixon.
Well, you're right. It can it can be before charges, no question about it. In fact, it can even be before a crime. I could be pardoned for robbing a bank that I was going to rob tomorrow morning. I mean,
I think that he should just come out and go, maybe I need to start pardoning some people so that Mueller will stay focused on the Russian thing and get off of the rest of this other stuff. And just narrow the focus of Mueller down.
Jonathan Turley, law professor over at Georgetown University, did a wonderful piece I want to get to here in a moment. But it really looks like there was a strategy to taking this out of his hands, Mueller's hands, and giving it to Rosenstein to give to the U.S. attorney in New York to give to the federal judge here. And because it really has nothing to do with Russia, has nothing to do with any of that. Because a lot of people have been going, well, Cohen was involved somehow in the dossier and everything else. And Cohen came out and proved with his calendar and receipts that he was in another part of the world. He wasn't even there. So people have been gunning for Cohen because Michael Cohen. Let me put it this way. Michael Cohen kind of failed charm school. He's not really the sweetest guy in town, so he's made some enemies, and a lot of people are out to get him.
Well, and the other thing is that everybody, when Mueller was appointed, said he wouldn't go fishing. He would stay focused. He would go right down, and he would stay focused, and he wouldn't get caught up in all this other stuff and be the special prosecutor that runs to the left and runs to the right, because that's what's been the complaint against special
prosecutors. But he did that. He got something that he saw that wasn't in his purview, so he gave it to his boss. Didn't he?
Well, he gave it to his boss, but it should have probably gone a little higher up. He gave it to the man he knew would handle it and send it off. But I think if Trump just needs to start, just come out and say, look, I'm going to start issuing pardons to people that are being caught up in this because we're looking for Russian collusion. And if it's not Russian collusion, I'm going to start pardoning.
All right. Pardon talk. Maybe we'll hear that coming up soon. We'll give you credit for the prediction. Art, I do appreciate the call in Waynesville. We'll take a short break. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. The question is, should Trump fire Sessions, Rosenstein, or Mueller?
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
So we've got this raid that took place yesterday yesterday during the day, four different locations. It was Michael Cohen has two legal offices. One of them is, and by the way, he only has one client, Donald Trump. But he has an office in Rockefeller Center, which is Midtown Manhattan. He's got an office in Trump Tower, which is uptown. He's got his home, which is being remodeled. It's an apartment. We call them apartments, but they're homes. And then because his apartment was being remodeled, he's been staying at the Lowe's Regency on Park Avenue, which is close to his home. So there were four places: his apartment, his hotel room, office number one, office number two. So Jonathan Turley wrote a wonderful piece about this in The Hill today, about the fact that Donald Trump must beware the Cohen trap. And Turley is, like I said, one of the more distinguished law professors at Georgetown. But Turley said that firing Mueller would be worse than firing Jim Comey.
We are in this position because President Trump took the ill-advised course of firing James Comey against the advice of virtually everyone in the White House except Jared Kushner. This would be that blunder on steroids. It wouldn't change anything. It wouldn't stop the investigation, but it could definitely put his presidency in peril. And part of the problem here is that the president hasn't done what many of us have been talking about for months, which is he had to remove himself from his association with Michael Cohen. Instead, he had dinner with him a week ago and then announced that he was still his lawyer a couple days ago. He had to get out of the Stormy Daniels case, which was clearly the biggest threat facing him. He didn't do that. Instead, Cohen ended up triggering a ridiculous, if not moronic, arbitration procedure. So what's the problem here is not Mueller. The problem is the lack of any intelligent design behind this legal strategy.
So, in other words, let me translate for you that Jonathan Turley basically just said in that cut that Michael Cohen is a lousy lawyer. He's not very bright. It's what he basically said. And he said everybody's trying to get the president away from him, but the president keeps going back to this guy. Well, in his article today about Trump must beware the Cohen trap, he said Michael Cohen's greatest danger to Trump may not be as a defendant, but as bait.
Greatest danger.
What he's talking about is that he says Mueller doesn't have a compelling case against Trump for collusion with Russia. But that's up to Donald Trump. If he stays where he is, undercover, he could well run out the investigation without a charge. But that depends upon Donald Trump staying there. And until the raid, the president finally appeared to be following the advice of his lawyers and was preparing for a negotiated interview with Bob Mueller. Well, after the raid, Trump is going back on camera denouncing Mueller and Rosenstein and Sessions and James Comey and about everybody else. But what he's talking about is that this could be what he calls in the legal business a wolf trap. And a wolf trap is what he says could happen to Donald Trump. And a wolf trap, he says, is a move that is very cunning and hostile. It comes from centuries where farmers dug pits with sharp spikes at the base and placed branches over the hole, and they placed a piece of meat on the branches to attract the wolf so that it would fall into the pit. And the more that the wolf fussed and moved around in that pit, the more he was damaged. So he says, until the raid, Trump appeared to have kind of gotten it together. But he said what they've done by bringing in the U.S. attorney here in New York, who Trump interviewed and nominated, as well as a neutral magistrate who signed the search warrant, he says this is all part of a strategy on the part of the federal government. Turley writes, what must be endlessly frustrating to Trump's legal team is that this controversy continues to be driven by the likes of Michael Cohen. All of the lawyers around Trump have struggled mightily to control the damage caused by Cohen, and now Cohen may force the next step and put Trump at even more peril. To make matters worse, Trump will fall into this particular trap with a lawyer who may have tossed away any protection for his client. Because he says to use attorney-client privilege, you first have to confirm you are acting as a lawyer and not as a friend, a fixer, or a business associate. And Cohen relishes mixing those roles. He goes on to say Cohen's bizarre concept of representation is so convoluted and conflicted that after months of litigation, we're still unsure whether Cohen was acting for himself or his client or his shell company in paying off Stormy Daniels. So a clear attorney-client relationship, even when valid, that privilege can be set aside in the case of a crime or fraud, and that is why Cohn is being investigated for committing a crime or causing fraud. And he is now looking at serious criminal exposure. So this gets, this piece by Jonathan Turley and what he has been interviewed on is he has very, very low regard for Michael Cohen's ability as a lawyer. But this is Donald Trump's lawyer. So Turley says, the president has to be careful with his reactions. The
greatest danger that he faces is not Michael Cohen as a defendant, but Michael Cohen as bait. You know, the president was actually in a fairly safe place 48 hours ago. He was following his attorney's advice. He was prepping for a negotiated and limited interview with Mueller. And then suddenly this happens. And if, in many ways, this could be as cunning as it is hostile on the part of Rod Rosenstein. You know, he expanded the mandate for Mueller to go after Manafort on crimes that were far more remote than this. So why would he refer it to the Southern District?
Yeah.
Well, it has a real threat for the president. It expands the investigation, involves the Southern District that can prosecute it. But if the president reacts aggressively, he could end up triggering a far more serious problem for himself and his presidency.
Yeah. So, is Donald Trump listening to Michael Cohen, or is he listening to his other lawyers? Turley has no use for Cohen. Thinks he's a lousy lawyer. Phone number's 855-295-6600. Gino in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Gino. I'm sorry, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's fine. Cool. Yeah, I think the president... The president should do whatever the president feels is fit, because since the election, all the Democrats have done is try to bring him down, and they won't stop until they bring him down. They don't care what it is that brings him down. They don't even care about their own constituents. They just want to bring him down.
Okay.
Period.
So what do you make of, Jonathan Turley, who is one of the top law professors in the country, saying Donald Trump had better be careful dealing with Michael Cohen?
Well, there's Republicans that are against Donald Trump, and maybe Michael Cohen. I agree with Turley saying that, because he's not somebody looking outside at a relationship is better able to make an opinion and form an opinion on it than somebody who's Michael Cohen. Donald Trump is Michael Cohen's meal ticket. He don't got Donald Trump's interest at heart. I think that Jonathan Turley, I think what he said was spot on.
We'll see whether or not the president does listen to his other lawyers and is careful in his reaction. Gene, thank you. I appreciate the call. We will be right back.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniably. Tom Sullivan.
All right, what should the president do? He's obviously under pressure. His lawyer has just had their office, searched by the FBI. I don't know what he's thinking at this point, but Michael Cohen's in trouble. Is Michael Cohen in trouble, or is it Michael Cohen, like Jonathan Turley said, just a bait to try and reel in Donald Trump into this mess? 855-295-6600. Carlos, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, Tom. What's going on? Hey, I guess Donald Trump is just sitting back and enjoying all this, and he's got to be laughing at all this. He's got the power to pardon people. He's got the power to fire people. I don't care what he does, and nobody cares what he does. We're still behind him. We voted him in. We'll vote him in again. Now, if you watch MSNBC, CNN, that morning Joe Schmo, whatever his name is,
yeah,
he got six people in the show every morning. All six of them hammer Trump.
Yes.
They never put one guy there to defend Trump.
Nope.
And CNN is the same way. From
yep.
day to night, they hammer Trump. None of them voted for Trump, so we don't care what they say. They could keep on saying what those guys in the nighttime with those old comedy shows, midnight shows, let them keep on hammering Trump. None of those people voted for Trump, so we don't care. We're still going to vote him in no matter what. He's got the power to do whatever the hell he's got to do. He could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue. We're still going to vote for him. That's it. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
So you think he should fire Mueller? Or yeah. Yeah?
No, not Mueller. Rosenstein.
Rosenstein.
Fire Rosenstein.
Why Rosenstein?
Yeah, fine. Because why then Mueller said, yo, I got to get on the ball. Because then Mueller said, I got to get on the ball. I got to do the right thing. I was supposed to investigate him for Russia, and I'm getting these people for things that they did 15 years ago. So that's what I'm saying. All this is supposed to be under the Russian thing, and now they're going after people because they messed up or something on taxes 15 years ago. People see that it's a scam. That's what I'm saying. People are not stupid. People are not blind. We see that it's a scam going on against our president. So he's got the power. Even he's got to fire Mueller. Fire Mueller, too.
Well, the part that's the pushback, and this gets kind of interesting, is that Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. He's a Trump appointee, and Rosenstein is a Trump appointee. They're both Republicans. Mueller is a Republican, and the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York is a Republican.
So was Joe Morning Joe from the morning.
Yeah, he was a Republican. Yes, yeah.
He's not a Republican. These are not Republicans, Tom. That's what I'm saying. They're not Republicans.
Let me ask you something. So you think this is partisan?
Come on, Tom.
Well, let me play something for you. Let me play this for you. This is Daniel Goldman, former U.S. attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office here in New York, said that this. Let's cut 13, Andy. The U.S. attorney is known for being nonpartisan.
I think it has to be incredibly solid. It goes through multiple layers of review. I'm sure this was reviewed by Main Justice down in Washington, D.C., in addition to the U.S. Attorney's Office. But this is my office, and I will say we are known for being nonpartisan. And recently we've done, no longer there, but that office has done public corruption cases against both Democrats and Republicans. It's not going to factor in to the job they have. They're going to look at the evidence, and I think you're right. I think the evidence must have been quite strong.
So there's a guy who says they're nonpartisan. They go after Republicans and Democrats. What do you think?
Can I say something?
Yeah, I'm asking.
He's on the media saying this, so people who are looking and listening who agree with him. It's all a lie. It's all a sham.
Well, I know that they, I know for a fact that they have prosecuted a bunch of Democrats in the New York State Assembly. They go after Democrats.
You have to. Tom, but you have to. New York is loaded with Democrats. Of course you're going to prosecute a Democrat. Come on, Tom. Come on, dude. This is the only thing I don't understand, and please help me out. How comes Jeff Sessions requested himself not to be part of this?
It was simple. Because of the fact that it was an investigation of the campaign for which he was a main party of the campaign.
Okay, so here's my question. Here's my second question to that. Now, how come Mueller doesn't recuse himself for being best friends with this guy who got fired by Trump? The FBI guy who got fired by Trump. They were best friends. He even said they were best friends. How come he doesn't recuse himself? If your best friend is somebody else, you can hammer the guy who fired your best friend. Come on.
I don't know. It seems like people on the left and the right are saying Mueller's a pretty well-regarded guy. But you don't trust him. We are at a point where people do not trust our government, and they don't trust the FBI, and they don't trust the Department of Justice. So
That's what I'm saying. So Trump should do whatever he's got to do. We're going to vote him back in no matter what. So he's got the power. We gave him the power.
Okay, so he fires them. That doesn't end the investigation, though. You know that.
I understand. But then at the end, whoever they want to go after for petty stuff that happened 15, 20 years ago, they could pardon them. Pardon them. Get rid of it. That's it. Pardon them. And move on, and let's fix this country, because this country is all screwed up. We got 20-something trillion dollars in the hole, and we're worried about somebody who robbed the IRS out of $15,000, $15 million, 15, 20 years ago. Come on.
All right. Carlos, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's get Ray in here from Virginia. Ray, hi, how are you? What do you want to do? Yeah, what do you want him to do?
I'm going to tell you, first of all, I'm going to say it like this. this man has been sleazy with different women and is catching up with him, and he's getting what he's deserving. It's not because of Democrats or Republicans. It's the nature of what he has done, and he has allowed his own attorney, where he throwed up under the bus, to take the heat. Now, he's really going to feel the heat and pressure. It's not that Mueller, he ran across those things doing something else, and he turned it over. It's like, it's not like he, you know, did it himself. Everybody thinks this man is a god, and he can't have no fault. But fault is coming out, and he had fault before he went in. A lot of people say, I'm voting for him because of his policy. Well, I guess you would do the same thing if Al Capone was in office, right?
Let's
be for real.
There are people will vote. People will vote for candidates that they don't necessarily approve of some of their behavior, but they vote for them because of what they promise they're going to do. But yes, in this particular case, let me go back real quick, because we got just less than a minute. John Dean was Richard Nixon's personal attorney. John Dean flipped on Richard Nixon. John Dean went to jail, but John Dean basically said, I'm not taking the heat for Nixon anymore. Do you think Michael Cohen will flip?
That's right. He's not going to do it either. He's not going to do it. This man has got a lot of enemies, too. So what you think is going to happen? You got a president that likes to be with different women. That's an adulterer. People like that. You got people that on the West Coast trying to know what's going on the East Coast, don't even know what's going on, even in the state in which you're from.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, Ray, I appreciate the call. We will be right back.